Welcome to the Human Kindness at Work podcast, where you'll hear inspiring stories of people just like you making a difference in their corner of the world. You'll hear how human kindness is at work and how you can be a part of it. I'm Jennifer Clark. Ready to be inspired? Here we go. If you've ever wondered if you could make a difference in the world with outside-of-the-box ideas, you're going to want to hear today's guest. Kelly Lightfoot is a true creative in the Kansas City area. She's a mom, an active member of the business community, and the co-owner with her husband, Andrew, of Ampersand Branding and Matchsticks Websites, two separate companies that work together to create beautiful and simplified websites with responsive service. Kelly loves hosting, crafting, calligraphy, and cooking, and she's recently found an outlet for her need to create in jewelry making. Welcome to the podcast, Kelly Lightfoot.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you
for having
me.
You're welcome. I was a little bit shocked to know calligraphy because that's very unique. Was that something you took up during COVID, or is that something you've always...
You know, as a kid, I found an old set in my mom's drawer. Whoa. And so that kind of began my love. And now I letter, I draw, I write. I've got thousands of papers scattered throughout my house of things I've done or written or taped to somewhere. So anything that's kind of tactile and a little bit beautiful, I love.
That's amazing.
Yeah, now my daughter, we're at third grade. We're doing the cursive, and maybe she'll have a love for calligraphy too.
You need to come teach my daughter. I just realized when I was reading your thing that my daughter still doesn't know. Doesn't know cursive.
Well, yes, I get that. And my daughter is dyslexic, so we're working around everything with that. And we've learned that calligraphy and cursive writing is very helpful, and it helps your brain run in the right
direction. That's so interesting. Well, maybe you can come do all my Christmas cards. There's another business idea for you.
Sure, just send them over. I think someone on Etsy's doing that.
All right. Well, on this podcast, we like to jump right into the good stuff. And while you're a really interesting person and we could talk forever about lots of life things, I want to fast forward through your life to the point that you created the Lightfoot Collection. So I came to know the Lightfoot Collection about a year and a half ago at a businesswoman's luncheon. I saw your little pop-up there selling jewelry that you'd created. And I was like, what is this? And how did that come to be? I think it's so fascinating, so out of the box. So will you tell us a little bit about what the Lightfoot Collection is and why you created it?
Well, it's kind of funny how it started with, just like the calligraphy, I found a do-it-yourself earring kit, how to make clay earrings. And so over one little break, I started just kind of playing around and making earrings. And then that week I bought more clay and I made more earrings. And this was about 2.5 years ago. And eventually I had 100 pair of earrings. And I'm like, what do I do with all these earrings? And my friend's like, have a trunk show. Just do a little show and sell them. We'll buy them, you know. Because, you know, if you can do anything, everyone's like, just sell it. Make a business. So I thought, well, that's fun. We'll have a trunk show. And so I did that. Women came. They shopped. They bought earrings. They loved what I created. And it was so exciting to create something that people wanted to take home and then wear. Of course, my husband and I create websites. So that's kind of one type of creating. But the jewelry is just a whole different avenue. So months go by, I'm just kind of doing these little trunk shows for fun, having fun making earrings. It really was like a creative outlet. And then come the fall, I'm thinking, okay, we run these other businesses, but I got this earring thing. And what do I do with this? I feel like God's given me this, you know, there's been success there and it's been well received. But what do I do with it? And so I just was praying does God want me to build this earring empire? Do I need to go to Shark Tank? None of that sounded appealing. I didn't want to do any of that, but I thought, well, maybe I need to just be a little more open-handed with it. And so it was actually right at 2 years ago through just prayer of what do I do? I felt like the Lord say, I always provide for your needs. And so I just want you to give away the profit that comes to the earring business. So make earrings and give the profit away. And that clicked in my head and in my heart in such a beautiful way, because we were always looking for ways to support our neighbors, local organizations, international ministries. And this was now an avenue where I could not only have the joy of making art, but also we could fund work doing, by nonprofits, both locally and abroad. So that's how it began. In the first year, we gave $17,000 away, which still astounds me that I could have even made $17,000 worth of earrings. But women got so excited because they just saw that, like, I get a shop and it means something down the road for someone else. And so that's the heart behind it. I joke that my day job is building websites, which is very true. And then by night I make earrings and I just enjoy that process. And then I have these little pop-up shows around the city and we take all that profit and give it away.
That is incredible. I didn't know all of that information. Did you see my jaw? If you're watching this on YouTube, my jaw's like, I can't close my mouth. $17,000 is a lot of money.
It still kind of surprises me, actually. And I think it speaks to the fact that people do want to give. They want to support their neighbors. They want to know that they can buy something or do something and participate in something that's going to mean great things for others.
That's incredible. You know, one thing that I love when I learned about the Lightfoot Collection, one thing I love is that I think one thing that stops us is that we, as humans, we think, I want to make a difference, but I don't have a lot of extra money. And then the discussion ends there, you know, or we give the very little extra that we have or something. But you thought outside of the box, how can I make money in order to give more money? That's
certainly
a whole nother level of thinking.
It was interesting because actually that year I had been kind of, Andrew and I, my husband, had been kind of kicking around the idea of like, if we want to give back in our community, do we start a nonprofit?
Right.
Do I go work for a nonprofit? What can we do? And this was just such a different, elegant solution where we're very much business owners, but a different way to just partake in the generosity that's happening around us.
I love that you took your business savviness, that mindset that you already know how to make money, you know how to create, and you took that and used it in a totally different way. I think that is so phenomenal. And I'm sure that people listening, I'm hoping that as they listen, people might be having light bulbs go off like, oh, I could do this.
Yes.
This is a gift that I have that I could make money or, you know, sell things or whatever. You have a slogan for the Lightfoot Collection. Can you share that with us?
Yes. My slogan is all profit for nonprofits, which is exactly what we do. So every pop-up show we have, any sales I make, we calculate the profit and we just turn around and give that each month. So some months we got a lot of profit from a lot of shows and then some months it's a little bit less. There's some nonprofits we support every single month. We've made kind of an annual commitment to. But then there's other ones that come about maybe through a connection or a relationship. I meet somebody and they have a nonprofit that, and what their mission captures our heart. Some of the work of the nonprofits we're supporting, we have been aware of for years. And so this just kind of enables us to do more than what we've ever done. And then some are new, and some are local and some are international. So it's kind of across the board, a lot of variety.
And do you seek out those nonprofits? Are you researching or is it just kind of like organically, through relationship and your own interests?
Yeah, I would say it's more organic. So, like I said, some we've known for a while, but it never ceases to amaze me how many nonprofits are, even in our community in Kansas City, dozens, if not hundreds and hundreds of wonderful nonprofits. And some are very small, and a donation of $500 or $1,000 can exponentially help them. I think about one that's a newer nonprofit here in KC called Foster Light. Mm-hmm. They help provide really practical services to foster families. So they might schedule house cleaning or an organizer to come in or some extra help. They might help you finish a construction project. So what they're doing is supporting families who have already committed to supporting and loving these kids. And so an organization like that, like a donation, can be so helpful, you know, for a whole month of services in different ways. So, we get excited about those. And sometimes usually I meet people who are tied in somewhere. So they've got a passion in the organization they've been working with. And so I hear their story. And so each year we kind of recalculate, hey, okay, who are we going to be supporting this year? Like I said, some are monthly and then some are just kind of a one-time gift. And sometimes we'll even have corporations reach out to us, or there'll be an event and they'll say, hey, we want to give to this specific nonprofit. Can you come in and sell? And then we'll all make one big donation or push. We actually just did that recently with the Chamber of Commerce here in Lee's Summit. Their women's conference was supporting ReHope, which is an incredible organization helping women get out of trafficking. Mm-hmm. And they walk with these women to freedom. They provide complete wraparound services. And so that conference, women were already coming. They were already buying raffle tickets to support ReHope. And so a pop-up show right there, they knew that we could, they could buy earrings and then return and show
that. That's amazing. That is amazing. So for listeners, can you describe that process of after you've created kind of that, the inner business workings of how do you get yourself in an organization to sell? What does a pop-up look like? What are kind of some practical things that somebody else could take away from this?
Well, so much, and I think this is the business world too, is just based on relationships. So those first several pop-up shows, it was me sending out 40 text messages to my 40 closest friends and saying, hey, come to this pop-up show, and, you know, talking to my neighbors. And so it, some of that's just kind of beating the pavement, you know, pounding the pavement to make things happen. Of course, as that started to grow and women would come to a show, I would say, hey, do you work somewhere? And would those ladies want to shop on their lunch break? There's a number of schools around here. I pop in and the teachers like to shop. Of course, with holidays coming, you know, there's different events that are going on. I can pop up there. And I think all, you know, I've done a little bit of marketing around it, whether it's, you know, e-newsletters and texting to kind of keep people in the loop. So I do a little bit of that, but most of it is organic. It always surprises me when I'll have a show and women will come and shop and say, somebody gifted me a pair of your earrings and I want to buy more, which is the highest compliment because anytime someone buys a gift, you're just hoping, I hope they love these, you know? So it's always fun. And then of course there's repeat customers. I have, you know, people reach out and say, hey, can I buy more? Where do I find you? And so I think that's kind of the cool part of it is that it was a product that people really do love, what women love. And as an artist, I mean, I went to art school, studied graphic design. And so I know how design works in the business world, but I'd never created like a fine art, anything like that, that could be sold. I painted, sculpted, crafted, and none of that was ever really worth anything. But I was able to make earrings and they looked beautiful and women love buying them. And so that brings just a very unique and special joy to my heart as an artist to create something that people want and love and brings beauty into their life. And then of course the generosity on top of that, it's just kind of this perfect storm of a lot of sweet gifts that we get to enjoy.
That's amazing.
In the process of it.
Well, I know that you do great work because I have a pair. I wear them every Sunday when the Chiefs play. They're my little Chiefs earrings.
Oh yes.
And I have gifted many pairs and every single person loves them. So, and is like, where did you get these? Because they're unique and beautiful. Tell us just real quick, what are you creating right now? What's your favorite design, or is there any kind of theme going on right now in your creations?
You know, the Chiefs earrings are always a popular collection. And so I'll do kind of a set collection of like the Chiefs style. And then, you know, next season I'll do kind of a different mix up of those rutted yellow colors. And I always joke that, you know, probably the best part of my business is that the Chiefs keep going to the Super Bowl because everybody wants more earrings. So those are fun because I get to be artistic. I'll do like a fall collection with fall colors. But my two mainstays are the cream stone color, which are very neutral, and then the black, which are also neutral. People love that.
You can wear those anywhere.
I kind of mix it up with the classics, and I, you know, I'll have a little fun kind of trying new things. And I've got new plans for 2025 and what I'm going to do, some new, totally new styles, a new take on clay and how I create the earrings. So I'm excited for new things to come.
That's awesome. Kelly, what would you say to listeners who want to make a difference in their world, but they just don't know where to start?
Well, first of all, I'd say I love that. The heart desire is the beginning point. And I tell anyone, start small. Take one small step. I mean, that's all any of us can do is one small step. I mean, when I had a trunk show, I had no idea where that was going. It was one trunk show, one little show. And so
that one's all small sub. You can look at, you know, start where your passion is. Look around your neighborhood, your community. What are you interested in? What are you passionate about? And see what's happening. Maybe there is an organization and you can volunteer a few hours a week. You can volunteer an hour a month. Every organization is looking for someone to come alongside them. And so starting small is the best way to do that. I think it kind of gives you a chance to dream about what you really love. What are your skill sets you could bring to a nonprofit? And then along with that, I think, you know, you're looking at your passions and where you might want to jump in. But I would say never underestimate the really small things that we think are small. The opening a door for the person behind you, the, you know, helping that older woman unload her groceries into her car, that kind of like old school classic, just caring about your neighbor, whether it's taking a meal to the family down the street that just had a baby, offering to pick up someone's kid when they've had a stressful day. I mean, all those little things in us, I think, cultivates our heart to start to see others around us. It's, of course, we're all busy. We have a million things on our plate. Our to-do lists are so long, and it's easy to get wrapped up in what are we doing? What needs to get done? What's next? And then moving. But the more we can take these little steps, we start to look around us and not only serve in little ways, but then we find so much joy ourselves when we see the impact of that. I mean, I got an email this morning from my daughter's school. They're collecting mittens for the community. You know, kids that don't have mittens, so before December 2nd, bring mittens. So I thought, that's easy. Mm-hmm. Like May, my daughter and I, we can go get some mittens. She's got her little envelope of saving money, and she'll usually want to chip in and help buy some of those things, so I can bring her along. Let's go get mittens. Simple steps. I can't ever underestimate every little contribution is for the good of someone else. And I just think that's the kind of beauty we all want to be contributing in the world.
Yeah, I agree. That's beautiful. Kelly, if listeners want to know more about you, more about the Lightfoot Collection, maybe more about either of your businesses, where can they find you online? That's one question. Yep. And then also, if listeners are in the Kansas City area, how can they be notified of your pop-ups or show up? How do they know more about you?
Yes. Well, as people who build websites, I would say the website is the best place to go. That's the hub where upcoming shows are, lightfootcollection.com. So that's going to have a little bit of our backstory. And then my husband and I doing the websites, that's just matchstickwebsite.com. But that's kind of the business side, where all the earrings run through the Lightfoot Collection, and that's where I can be found.
That's awesome. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us today, for sharing part of your story. And I think you are a real inspiration for all of us to think outside of the box, to be generous with what we have, to use the gifts that we've been given for the good of others. So thank you for making a difference where you are.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks for listening to Human Kindness at Work. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love to hear your story, whether it's an act of kindness you've received or one you've been a part of giving. Just visit humankindnessatwork.com and click on Share a Story. You never know, your story could inspire others to be a part of Human Kindness at Work in their world. See you next time.